Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. What's happening on the college campuses? What's happening in America? What's happening with abortion? What's happening with this election year? Let's talk about it.
Where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Friday. I will be taking your phone calls. But before we get to your phone calls, we actually have a very special guest. I've known this young lady for a while now. Evangelist Evita King serves as chair of the America First Policy Institute Center of America Dream, the American Dream. She is the daughter of the late slain civil rights activist Reverend A.D. King and is the niece of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Evita King, thank you so much for having this time, taking this time to come on and talking with me.
It's so great to join you today. It's a wonderful opportunity to catch up and to deal with some of the topics that your listeners and viewers are very concerned about.
Yes, yes. So, you know, I've seen your videos. I watch your cooking videos. You know, I see you all over on social media, and I've seen you on the mainstream media as well. So one question I know a lot of people would like to know the answer to: being the daughter of the late Martin Luther King, you know, being the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, do Black people have a better chance today of reaching the American dream than they did decades ago?
In every generation, every decade, and on every platform, Black people and all people have opportunities to grow and expand our reach. Of course, since we left slavery behind, and much has been done by humans to deal with segregation and the Jim Crow Act, we're going to know that it's always going to take the power of God that carries us really to real and genuine victory. And I think a lot of times we forget that we have to have God in order to be truly victorious and free, justice and freedom and liberty. So as a Black woman living in America, I'm 73 years old in the year 2024, I have lived through many generations and decades. And the best time I see advancement in any community, including the Black community, is when we return to God.
Yes, amen. You're absolutely right. So what do you think it needs to happen for a lot of Black people to realize that they can reach the American dream? I mean, is there anything that... Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, Martin Luther King Jr., that's my uncle. My dad's brother, Reverend A.D. King, is my dad. My mother, Dr. Naomi Ruth Barber King, they are both in heaven now, along with many members of our family. But Martin Luther King Jr., Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., once said, "I have a dream that's rooted in the American dream." And many people do not realize that Martin Luther King Jr. not only loved the Lord, he also loved America. Now, as a young man, he studied all the religions of the world, and he had all of his thoughts. But in the 1950s, around 1958, he said he had a knock at midnight, and he heard the voice of Jesus say, "Martin Luther, stand up for truth and stand up for justice, and lo, I will never leave you even till the ends of the earth." So if people are not going to consider Martin Luther King Jr.'s sermon and his relationship with God, they will never have the full picture.
That's so true. That's so true. If your dad and your uncle were alive today, do you think that they would support what I call the Democrat Party? Do you think they would be supporting the Democrat Party today?
They were never so particular about what party you supported,
okay,
but whether you know the truth, and the truth will set you free and vote accordingly. Now, I'm a registered Republican. I've been a Democrat. I ran for office and was elected as a Democrat. I've been an independent. Today, I am a Republican. But you got to realize that the answers are not going to lie with the Republican Party. The answers are still going to always be with God. And so I have to say it this way, and people don't really understand what I mean until they really think about it. All Democrats are not evil, and all Republicans are not saints.
No, that's true.
People are going to have to do what's right because it's right. So a lot of times people do say the Democrat Party, and you know, but the Republican Party has issues as well. So I think Martin Luther King Jr. was not a Democrat or a Republican. His dad was a Republican. Daddy King was a Republican for quite a while. And I think he supported Kennedy. And that's how a lot of other blacks went along and changed from Republican to Democrat. No, honestly, Daddy King was a Republican and he supported the Democrat presidential candidate, John Kennedy. And that's how a lot of black people left the Republican Party and came over to the Democrat Party.
Ah, that's interesting. You know, I've actually seen information on that, but, and you know, I never heard, you know, it be, have it laid out like that. And that makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. Let me ask you this. Do you think that we are seeing, and well, let me say this too. The reason why I call them the Democrat Party because of their stance on abortion, their stance on sexualizing kids, et cetera, et cetera. Because I, you know, I have family members that are Democrats and I love my family members. I wish they weren't Democrat, you know, but I don't consider them to be evil. I just, the policies that the Democrat Party is pushing onto children and to our society is what's evil, where the evil comes in for me.
That's where the evil is. And they attach to that party without seeing. So we have to pray that the eyes of everybody's understanding are enlightened so that we know the hope of our calling in Christ Jesus. I think that's over in Ephesians maybe, but that's in the Bible. May the eyes of our understanding be enlightened that we know the hope of our calling. And so when your eyes are open, that's what I'm saying. We can't run around and say we're colorblind. Oh, I'm colorblind. I don't see color. Well, then, you know, open your eyes and see. Jesus gives sight to the blind. So we're not colorblind. We have to see the truth. And to just blindly vote for a political party without considering that they do support abortion and cutting off baby body parts. And so, you know, and I tell people all the time, my mother, when I was a little girl, I had a splinter in my foot. And I think it was in my toe, but So she took a needle and lit a match to purify the needle. It scared me, so I wasn't about to have her put that hot needle in my foot. So I ran off and found some scissors, and thank goodness she followed me, because I was going to do it myself and cut my toe off. So my mother said, wait a minute, if we use the needle, it might hurt for a minute, but the fire will put out the poison. If you cut your toe off, it won't grow back. And so I said, y'all telling these children that if they cut off their breasts or their reproductive organs and all that, it won't grow back if they change their mind one day? Is anybody telling them it will not grow back?
You know, that's a very powerful statement. And, you know, I don't think that they do. Because
no, they don't.
You know, a lot of the times they have the conversation with them and what they do tell them is say, oh, you can reverse this later on. You can reverse it, but you can't reverse it. Right.
No, you cannot. And the horror stories, I was looking at a show on TV the other night, and they politicized it because the thing was people were taking the little children who wanted to be a boy, and they were born a girl, and wanted to be a girl, and they were born a boy, and they were sending them away to these camps. And so they were trying to beat them and deliver them from the devil and all of that. But I said, y'all have to really read the Bible. In the New Testament, I think it's in Matthew, some are born eunuchs, some are made eunuchs, some choose to be eunuchs. So God, around 2000, the year 2000 or so, I was telling people, nobody's going that way. That is not true. So God said, wait a minute, hold on. God showed me. And this is, you have to really listen to this. Man is born into sin. I think that's over in Psalms. And David was saying, Psalm 51, you know, I was conceived in sin, I was born in sin. We are all born into sin, which is why we have to be born again.
Yes.
So God showed me, if anybody said I was born that way, I said, I'm not going to argue with you about that. I said, be born again. And as soon as I would say that to people, what do you mean be born again? It's just like Nicodemus. How am I going to be born again? This, that, and the other. And I said, you are. You just get... you know, let God come into your life.
Yes.
Let Holy Spirit come in.
Yes.
And we're not teaching that. So we're either trying to do science, trying to deliver people and beat homosexuality out of them, all of that. No, be born again. Be born again with abortion. Now, you really, I hope your listeners are really listening to this, because they argue, oh, well, we're just, when the heart starts beating, we want to abort. And then they say, oh, 15 weeks or 6 weeks or 5 weeks or whatever. Well, they have now, the monitors can pick up heartbeats at 22 days.
Wow.
So why are we arguing about how many weeks or months or days? And so they say, well, we agree abortion is bad. Yes, abortion is bad. But rape and incest are bad.
Right.
So we're going to take the evil of abortion and say it's okay to abort the baby for rape and incest and health of the mother. Well, now all the mother has to say is, I was raped or I had incest and rape, and now I'm going to kill myself because I'm too emotionally upset. I said, but I know my uncle said darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate yep. cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. So how are you going to take evil abortion and correct rape, incest, and health of the mother? Evil will not fix evil. It cannot fix evil.
No, it can't.
So you're going to still have to seek God for godly solutions. You just have to.
So let me ask you this, because we see so much wickedness happening in our world today. And there's a lot of people actually embracing this wickedness and, you know, abortion being one of them in the way they're transitioning the kids. Do you think there's a, I mean, I know the obvious answer is that through Christ, we can do all things. Is there anything that we can do, or is there anything that you think we should be doing to try to prevent children from being mutilated more than they currently are?
There can be many, many things that we can do. I'm thinking about the prophet. He's in the Bible. Oh, everything is so wicked. Everything is so evil. That's only me. I'm the only one who hasn't bowed my knee to Baal. And God gave the order, roll back to heaven so he could see how many really are with him. So we have to, every time I see or hear something bad, I go find something good to do. And I do. If I hear one bad thing, I'm going to find two good things to do. And let me give you a concrete example of that.
Mm-hmm.
Say I get a financial challenge. That means the money's tight and I don't know what to do. I come in here and start finding clothes to give away. Go through my pantry, find food to give away, take it over and give it to somebody. So I overcome evil with good.
Mm.
And when somebody dies, and especially now if they went to heaven, the angels are rejoicing. And although we miss them, my mother died on March the 7th. And I do miss her. Not a day goes by. However, we can overcome sadness, grief, evil with good.
Yes.
And so that's, and you can see all the bad, but that, you know, if you turn on the news, it's not going to say a neighbor rescued another neighbor. Somebody couldn't pay their bill and somebody paid it for it. You might see one or two of those scattered throughout. But you turn on the news, whether it be on the internet, on social media, on TV, wherever, you can hear all this evil. My girlfriend, a good friend of mine, Ginger Howard, we wrote a book together, We're Not Colorblind. Ginger said, Albie, when you wake up, don't go to the phone, go to the throne.
Mm. I like it. I love it. I love it. Avita King.
So I'm not saying pretend there's no evil. There is evil.
Yeah, absolutely. You're 100% correct. You're 100% correct. And I love that analogy. I love doing that. I love that idea. You know, when you're confronted with something that's just bad and something wrong, do something good. And you know what?
Do something good as fast as you can.
Yes.
And the other thing, one blood and one race. You asked, the first question you asked me was, well, the black community and the black this and that. Ethnicity is good.
Mm.
God made ethnicity. We have
yes.
different skin colors and hair textures and sizes for a reason.
Yes.
And all of that is good. That is not bad, but we are, Acts 17:26 says, of one blood, God made all people to live together on the face of earth. So there's only one human race. There's no separate races.
Yep.
And we're fighting over race and skin color.
Yeah.
And that's a lie. We're one race.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's where Satan comes into place, because he uses things like that to try to divide us and to try to destroy what God has created. So, Avita King, thank you so much for coming on with me. I have your website on a screen right now so everyone can see it, avitaking.com. Thank you so much for taking the time, your precious time, and having this conversation with me. I would love to bring you back on sometime in the future again.
Hope to hear from you again, and God bless you. I'm at alvitaking.com.
Yes, yes. God bless you. Take care.
God bless you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, everybody, we're going to go to your phone calls, and we still have other information that we want to share with you when we come back from this break. Don't go anywhere.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So we will be taking your phone calls. Do we have the phone line open? We're going to open up the phone system. We will be taking your phone calls. So please give us a call. The number is 319-527-3453. And it is Friday. It's your day. So you can talk about whatever. But I'm pretty sure you probably want to talk about, you know, maybe something that Avita King was just talking about, or even talk about what's happening on these college campuses. And that's kind of another focus where I'm turning my focus to today right now. So the focus I want to go on is how these colleges were overran by Hamas, right? They were overran by Hamas, and none of the information that come out from the government state media is what we're going to hear about, right? We won't hear anything about that, but we will hear about how the police officers are attacking these pro-Hamas Palestinian terrorist people. And another thing that came out through all of this were these fraternities, the frat boys. The frat boys rose to the occasion. And these, and you know what? I'm telling you, I haven't seen it as of yet, but I'm willing to bet that the government state media, and for those of you that don't know what the government state media is, all of these liberal medias that, you know, outlets like CNN, MSDNC, ABC, CBS, all of them, that pretty much do what the government tells them to do. That's why they're called the government state media. I'm willing to bet that they're going to come out and say, well, look at these frat boys. They're all white and they're protecting the American flag. Do we expect anything else other than that? Do we expect them to do something else? Of course, that's what they would do. They are the next generation of white supremacists. Can y'all see them saying that? I'm telling you, this is what I'm telling you. They're saying this right now without me even seeing it. How do I know this? How does Will Johnson know this? Because I've watched them enough to know their thinking. They don't have too much outside the box thinking that they do. But it's the same hateful rhetoric that comes out of the left. Well, the story about these frat boys is exploding. And now they're going to have a party. Now they're looking to aim to have a party. And they raised nearly $500,000 for a frat party. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I'm almost jealous. But I'm not mad at them. You know what? Good for them, because they were defending the red, white, and blue. And this is what needs to happen at these schools. We need to raise our children to defend and protect our country. That flag is there for a reason. And that the United States of America, that flag represents more inclusiveness than anything else in this country. That flag represents all of us, regardless if we like each other or not, but it represents all of us. It represents the freedoms that we have. Well, listen to this one. This is a Greg Gutfeld, and he's actually bringing up a really good point. Because I actually talk about this too, and I'm pretty sure y'all have seen this as well, where a lot of the times when they have these events that's pro Hamas and they're anti-American and anti-Israeli, why is it always typically the white liberal female? Why is that the case? Every time I go to an event and I'm pretty much being, attacked per se, verbally, what have you, is typically the white female liberal. I don't know why that is. Maybe, and I do look in the comments. We are live, and it is Friday, May 3rd. It's Friday, May 3rd, and it's 2:25 right now. So I'm just kind of curious. Why is it always the white female liberal? Is there something in the water? Well, listen, he explains it pretty well.
There's no Islamophobia present.
That's right.
There isn't that there. He cannot even isolate. Like, it's pretty clear that Jews will always be treated differently, negatively. How can this be? Like, why can't you just say this is anti-Semitism and it's wrong, instead of placing it into the context of something else? Now, when you look at the protests, there's two things you got to notice. Especially the videos we were seeing, mostly young women. And a lot of people aren't talking about that, and I don't know why, but they look miserable, disheveled. Meanwhile, when you see those counter-protesters, those frat boys, healthy, good-looking guys, they got it together. These women are a mess. There's something going on in our culture where leftism has led young women down a path where their only purpose they perceive is outrage. And you see this in every issue, whether it's trans, supporting Hamas, BLM. They've devoted their aimless energy into causes that serve to only undermine their future, their happiness. And we've derided motherhood to a point where their only baby is abortion.
Exactly. I mean, what is that? Why is that? Now, I'm not saying that black liberals don't act out too, but when I go to events, like one event I went to in Austin, Texas, and they were talking about voter rights, and and all these white female liberals out there saying that black people's votes are being oppressed. And then I ask them one simple question. Why aren't they here? It was a legit question. And then they would get angry. I said, wait a minute. Why are you getting angry with me? You say that you're here because black people's votes are being suppressed. Why are those black people not here? And the few black people that they had there, I went and asked them, I said, were you not able to vote? And it's kind of like, look at me. And they either say, I don't want to answer that. Or they say, yeah, I was able to vote. So I'm asking him the question, but it's always the white liberal.
Okay, always Will, liberal. We have a phone call. The last four digits are 2504.
Hello, caller. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Peyton. I'm calling from Waco. How are you?
Great, great. You, Waco? Is that Waco, Texas?
Yep.
Oh, man, I love Waco, Texas. I was just there the other week.
No, really?
Yes, sir.
It's awesome. Hey, well, I'm going to piggyback a little bit off of what Avita King, what she was saying, and when she said that God put us all on the earth here together, so we got to live here together. We all got to get along. And the thing is, I think what we get into, especially when we start getting into politics and stuff like this, we're being divided by color, and we're being divided by whether you're Democrat or Republican. None of that matters. See, what I personally want to see, and what a lot of other people I can feel like I can speak on their behalf, is what if we just rise up as the body of Christ and not be worried about color, not be worried about does that person have a vaccine or not? Do they support Biden? Do they support Trump? Are they wearing a piece of paper over their nose or are they not? The real question is, does that person know Jesus?
You know, you're spot on, and that's the way it should be. But let me ask you this question. What about the people that said that they believe in Christ and yet they still support in transgender mutilating children and an abortion? Because there's a lot of that that's happening. I get on X, and the conversations on X are pretty wild today because of the level of free speech that's allowed to happen. And I get people on there saying that I'm confused if I believe that we should try to save the life of all these children, and you're taking the rights away from women. And these are some of these people I'm talking to call themselves Christian. How do we address that, in your opinion?
That's a good question, and I'm glad you asked me that question. They have created a false Jesus in their head.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have Christ in their heart. Get this, okay? Why did Satan get kicked out of heaven? It's because he wanted to be like God.
Mm-hmm.
So if Satan can take the Word of God, the precious, perfect, God-breathed Word, the Word of God, and twist it just a hair, a half degree, to where it throws people off and makes people think that I got Jesus in my life when I really don't, he's going to do that.
Yeah.
So the answer to your question would be they need to check their heart, and they need to read the Bible for what it is, exegesis, not eisegesis. Jesus, right? So exegesis is what we get out of the word, eisegesis is what we put into it. No eisegesis, okay? That's what we see a lot of in progressive churches and churches that support LGBTQ, A through Z, all that type
right.
of stuff.
No, you know, I'm completely with you. I'm 100% spot on. And I've had I've only asked you that question because I've had this question and I had this conversation with many people that call themselves Christians. And then they turn around and then they support this. And you know what? You're absolutely right. You're 100% right. They need to know the true living God. But they say that about us when they're supporting the killing of the most innocent of us all. Me personally, I think that we're living in a time where Satan is really on the move because he knows his time is short. But to go right back to what you're saying, at the end of the day, we shouldn't be fighting over color. We shouldn't be fighting over sex. We know that we're in a spiritual battle. And right now, the battle is for the souls of mankind. And I think that's where it comes down to. Really, really, really do. Hey, sir, thank you so much for the call. I love that.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate the opportunity.
Yep, thank you. God bless. Take care. Have a wonderful weekend.
God bless you. Yes, sir.
Okay, let me share another one before we go out of here. We got enough time just to show that, squeeze this one in really quick. These are the frat boys I was just talking about, what Gutfield was talking about as well. Listen to what they're singing. And see, this has nothing to do with color, just like the caller just called in. Has nothing to do with color, nothing to do with sex or race or any of that. What? Wow. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of 7 different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.
Listen, first of all, I got to say, I'm very proud of these boys and very, very proud that we have parents that are raising good kids like this in our country. Yes. And don't forget, these protesters, they're dragging that American flag on the floor. The only reason they're able to protest and have their voice is because people are buried in the dirt right now defending that flag and their right to free speech. So bravo for these guys. And by the way, too, Larry, yeah, they raised over almost $500,000 in just under a day. Now, if you look at the other GoFundMes, the one for the UCLA Marxists, they raised only $5,000 in 8 days. Oh, then you look at Harvard University, $1,000 for those communists. So the people are voting with their dollars and they support these patriotic Americans, and I salute them.
Bravo.
I'm wondering if GoFundMe is going to allow them to get the funds for that, because it goes against leftism. It goes against Trans-Tifa, BLM. It goes against Hamas. It goes against everything that the woke left is doing. What these boys have done, they've actually defended and protected the American flag. And GoFundMe has been known to target Christians and to target Catholics, to target conservatives, Republicans, that's trying to raise money for a cause, any cause, and they've shut them down quickly. So that nearly half a million dollars in one day, I mean, they're probably, GoFundMe is going to be like, okay, shut it down and then do a refund to everybody. So I would be surprised if GoFundMe allowed them to have access to that money, Shannon. So also, the phone line is open, everybody. It is Friday, 319-527-3453. If you want to give me a call, holla at me.
And well, we do have a phone call. We have Mark from Pennsylvania.
Awesome. Hey, Mark, thank you so much for the call.
Hi, Will. How you doing?
Oh, man, it's Friday. Still ticking.
Yeah. I just wanted to let you know, the other day, I don't know, I think it was Emil Robinson, had John Rich on from Big and Rich.
Okay.
And they seen that video of those kids in North Carolina.
Oh.
And he's putting together a party for them. He got a hold of them, and he's putting together a party for them.
Oh, wow.
I said, boy, I hope they televise that.
Wow. So, you know, if they have a party, they're going to have the American flag flying and the left is going to be furious.
Yeah, they said they wanted a rager, so it sounds like they might get one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it said it's going to be some kind of, it's going to be called like Raging Flag or something like that. The concert's going to be called.
You know what? That's such a positive thing.
I think it was Emerald. Check it and see. It was.
Oh, actually, that's funny. I just looked it up. I just looked it up, Mark. And there's actually an article here. Let me pull it up
on the screen. Okay.
Yeah, there's an article on Fox News that is actually talking about it. It says John Rich plans one of UNC's biggest events for American flag defenders. It says raised these guys correctly, I guess, talking about their parents. So there it is right there.
Well, that's awesome. Mark, let me ask you a question, Mark. What do you think the left in the government leftist media is going to say about this, about these young men?
Oh, well, I really don't care what they say about it. I mean, they don't watch anything else. So, I mean, hey, down to take a hike.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? We don't care. I'm just curious, because this is part of the job that I do. I look at and research with everything that they're saying. But I'm just willing to bet that they're not going to have anything nice to say about these young men. And these young men are doing something extremely positive. Because, you know, when you got the government state media and they see something positive like this, they're going to try to break it down and try to say it's not positive. It's creating white supremacy. And I haven't seen it, but you know they're going to. And it's completely a lie. It'll be completely a lie when they do it.
Yeah, well, I don't think they'll get through because there'll be too many patriots that'll take it. I wish they could get a hold of Trump somehow and see if they could get him involved with it.
Yeah, you know what? That would be pretty awesome. That'd be pretty
awesome.
Yes,
it would, especially with July 4th coming up.
Mark, let me ask you something. So, you know, a couple weeks ago, you had both Trump there and you had Biden there in Pennsylvania. And they said that one of the guys asked Biden, and he said, "Hey, listen, we see Trump signs everywhere, but we don't see any signs for you." And Biden said, "They're everywhere." What do you say to that? Do you see Biden signs everywhere?
Nope. No, but Biden, Pennsylvania is so messed up right now, it don't make a difference. The CIA's got Biden's back anyway, so.
You know, that's interesting
we can't get rid of the machine no matter how hard we try.
You know, we had
770,000 more votes than voters last time, so we'll probably be about 2 or 3 million before it's over
with. You know, I mean, dead people votes count too, right?
You have the judiciary. Oh, yeah. You have the Judiciary Committee right there in Pennsylvania, actually, this morning. They're investigating the crime that's in Pennsylvania and how the DAs have literally turned a blind eye on crime there in Pennsylvania.
And all backed by George Soros.
So you guys people are putting a magnifying glass on you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, unless we can get rid of the machine somehow, and I don't see that happening when the top dogs are all a bunch of crooks anyway. So.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
Yep, tell everybody to vote for Trump so we can change that.
Yep, hey, thank you so much for the call, sir. Have a wonderful weekend.
I don't vote any other way, so yes, I'm behind Trump 110.
Yes, sir. Thanks, yes, sir. Mark. God bless. Have a wonderful weekend. Yep.
Okay, we have another phone call. The last four digits are 4824.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Murray from Oregon.
Murray?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the call.
Well, I wanted to say thank you to both of you. I love your show. And I'm a 30-year clean liberal myself. And I think these white liberal women are like drug addicts that want you to be miserable. And they just want to draw you in.
Yes. It's like misery loves company, right?
Is it like a cult, you mean?
Right. Yeah. Well, you know how, like, if somebody's not doing drugs and somebody else is, the person doing drugs will try to talk the person that's not into doing it.
Yep.
And, you know, it's like they see our love of Christ and God and our happiness, and they just can't stand it.
Yeah, they can't stand it. It's like that demonic spirit is like, oh, my goodness, we've got to crush that. We got to end that. We need to stop them.
What state are you in again?
That's right. Oregon.
Okay, yeah. Oregon's like an epicenter of
Oh, my goodness. Have you seen the videos from the college there in Oregon? I mean, my goodness.
With the plastic garbage cans cut in half.
Yeah, they cut. This is trans Tifa. They cut the garbage cans in half, and then they attacked the police officers. But then they just trashed the school. They just trashed them. And then I saw a video where trans Tifa was creating bombs. They were creating weapons inside of the school, like they were getting ready to go to battle. It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, and they already had the whole Summer 11 ruined Portland to. I don't think it can ever come back.
Yeah, that's horrible. They had the encampment there, right? Was that Morgan?
Yeah.
I mean, they tried to burn down the federal courthouse and the police stations and everything. And if I could get away from here and didn't have an elderly mother-in-law, I'd be gone.
I hear you. I know people leaving Chicago for the same reason.
Man.
So, yeah.
So, but you know, it's like Oregon started sooner than everybody else. Do
it
you
really
remember?
Did. Yeah.
Like Oregon was like,
it was the epicenter for the beginning of the Summer of Love, even though George Floyd was on the other side of the country.
And Tifa, like, originated from there, it felt. I mean,
Trans Tifa's headquarters in Oregon.
Oh, they do have a headquarters?
Their
headquarters, yeah.
They actually have a soccer team.
Yeah, because I remember once.
Are you kidding me?
No, Trans Tifa.
I didn't know that.
Yes, Google it. Look up Antifa soccer team.
Yeah.
They actually have a soccer team. It's unbelievable.
Because when we lived in California, we would do a lot of events, and literally Trans Tifa would always come from Oregon. Like,
yep,
they always
had
like a ton
down.
Of people from there. It was crazy.
Yep. Well, hey, we got to let you go. We got to go break. Thank you so much for the wonderful call. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend.
You too, and thank you both again.
All right. Take care. God bless. Okay, everybody, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We're going to go back to your phone calls.
Meet Frequence Sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. At the heart of Sync lies a blend of potent ingredients meticulously chosen for their transformative benefits. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine, from enhancing skin's radiance and muscle recovery to fortifying joints and promoting digestion. It's your holistic approach to beauty and well-being. Magnesium, a cornerstone ingredient, is believed to calm the central nervous system and address age-related sleep challenges, ensuring you drift into a restorative slumber. But Sync doesn't stop there. With the calming properties of GABA, the therapeutic potential of CBD, and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN, you're set for a harmonious night's rest. Embrace Sync, where nature's finest collaborate to reduce stress, elevate mood, and ensure you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Sync. Synchronize with the night and rise to a new day.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back, everybody. Okay, we're going to go right back to the phone.
Yep, the first phone is 3540.
Hello, caller. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
This is Brian and Laura. We're from Illinois.
Brian and Laura from Illinois. Hey, thank you so much for the call. What you got?
Sure thing. We watch your show, you and Shannon, all the time, and I wanted to run something by you and see if you can help with it. I think, believe it was on your show yesterday, we saw a clip from Biden lying through his teeth again about this, all the stuff going on at the colleges. Was that on your site? It was a clip from MSNBC.
Possibly. What do you remember him saying?
Well, he was talking about, these people have a right to protest.
Yes. You're talking about because he came out and he made a statement. Yeah, yesterday Biden came out and made a statement. Yes, I did play that where he was saying that they should be able to peacefully protest.
Right. And part of his conversation or comments were everyone has the right to be able to has the freedom of speech. Okay. So I know you're connected with our real president. And I thought maybe I don't know if you've seen that, but maybe he can use that in his court case.
You know what?
Trying to silence him and everything else.
You know, I actually brought that up. I said, because Joe Biden said that everyone has freedom of speech in this country. And I'm like, but President Trump, according to them, I'm fully aware. President Trump is 100% on top of that. And you know what? They need to put it in. I'm pretty sure right now, as you and I are conversating, they're putting it in a campaign ad right now.
Okay. That'd help. But I'm hoping it would help in this court case that he's got going there in New York. Because they won't let him talk. And then every time he does a speech or a rally, which we watched the last two rallies he did, he even made a comment about he's not supposed to be, talking, but, that's too bad.
Well, the whole thing with this court case in New York, the entire case is fraudulent.
Yeah, I mean.
They've already came out. The case that they're taking up against President Trump has already run through a statute of limitation. They're just bringing it to the surface. They went and dug up a grave, and here's some bones that they don't even know who they are, and they said, we're going to blame President Trump on it. The whole case. Yeah.
They could care less about his freedom of speech.
It's absolute truth when President Trump says it's a witch hunt.
That judge knows that Trump has his own free speech. He knows it. He's well aware of it. They don't care. That's the problem.
They don't care.
But Trump just got fined another $9,000 by the court for speaking out, for, going against his gag order. So, it's like, when is it going to end? The only way it's going to end is if we vote Trump in and get Biden and his regime out.
Yeah.
That's correct. The only way to do it.
And we hear Laura in the background, so tell her we said hi.
Hi.
We hear her telling you what to say there.
Vivek, Trump should stay away from him. He's Obama's friend. He got a plan for him, and it's not good. Talking about fascinating Trump. Him taking over his presidency. Here you go. We got it again.
I think Trump is smarter this time. I think Trump is a lot smarter this time. I think he's going to vet everybody in his circle. And I pretty much trust Trump this time. I don't think he's going to let anybody burn him.
Because just like the apprentice, President Trump, he learned the lay of the land. And this is the reason why they're going to the extreme to try to prevent President Trump from going in. Because he knows the lay of the land now. He knows the game. He knows the game.
Well, that's true, but he might have made a mistake with Mike Johnson.
Mike Johnson.
Not doing us any favor.
But you know what? President Trump doesn't have any control over Mike Johnson.
No, not yet. Yeah.
So
we'll see.
No, we're going to see what's going to happen.
Largo and all that.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Winding and dining them down there, so I don't know.
there's some things coming out saying that Trump's actually in on it with Mike Johnson as far as trying to keep his position.
Yeah, I don't because believe, there's so many rumors going around.
There are so many rumors. So I think Trump already knows. Trump knows. I believe Trump's going to do a much better job of keeping the snakes away. I really do.
I think he will. But
we have to wait for him to get in power. Yeah.
But hey, thank you so much for the call.
We're counting on. God bless you guys.
Hey, yes. Thanks, Brian.
God
thanks,
bless
Laura.
You. Have a blessed weekend.
All right. Take care. We got Sheila from Washington, Will.
Hello, Sheila. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Will. Shannon.
Hey, Sheila.
Out of his his stash.
Are you the one that's always saying that?
But
you know what? I want to say thank you, because Shandy's always in my stash. I don't get to have anything because she's in my stash. Thank you for having my back.
I wouldn't say anything.
I just had to give you a hug.
Anyway,
I love it.
What you got for us?
Did you hear about the story in somewhere in Texas or Arizona? I'm not sure, about this guy named George Kelly. He was being charged for killing an illegal immigrant.
Haven't heard about this.
That's the rancher, yeah, right? The one that got off.
They couldn't come to an agreement, so they discharged it.
Correct. Yeah.
The lady that's been, you know, been there with him, Allie something, I can't remember her name, but she on her Facebook page, she talks with him, and it's so sad just to see that what they're doing to the to him. You know, he said if he sold the house or the ranch and everything, the ranch house won't be there.
Wow, isn't that sad? Isn't it sad you get illegals coming to the country, mm-hmm. killing Americans, and then they'll fight for the illegal that's actually killing Americans? But then when you have Americans here defending themselves, trying to protect their land, their property, their persons, their family, they go after them.
And I can't even imagine the stress that he went under. He actually said that he stared down the barrel of an AK-47 when he shot back in self-defense and killed this illegal, and they still went after him, still charged him and made him go through the court process. It's actually a really disgusting case, but thank God they didn't come to agreement, and thank God he is now out of jail.
It's
and
the
back
fact
home.
That he had to go through that in the first place.
100%. So sad.
And this is what we call America.
We should probably try to get him on the show.
Yeah.
Maybe our miracle worker on the other end can.
Or contact Allie, what's her name? I can't remember her name, but she's the one that's been going down there to the border and actually showing the thing of what's going on down there. Huh. And Allie Bradley.
Allie Brigley.
Bradley.
Is it Bradley?
She was actually had lived up in Washington, but because she's been so much reporting on the news about the border, she decided to move down to, I think, to Texas or something to report.
You know what? I think I know you're talking about.
It's a good place to move, but not by the border. I did not like it down there by the border.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. Well, yeah.
And also, too, Seattle is where they had the Summer of Love.
That's right. You're right. That was the, the encampment that they had there?
Yeah, I
in
can't
Seattle.
Remember the exact name of it.
What was it called? I forget what they called it. They called it something love. I remember that. That's where the summer love did originate from there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There hasn't been really much news about the colleges and universities out here protesting, but I'm sure they're happening. It's just, the other day, I think they came onto the, something about maybe out on the, highway and all that stuff. They have a tendency to go out on the highway and stop, and I'm like, you guys, you know, allowing it to happen. And also too, you should create a shirt. I know it's going to have a little cuss word in it, but you should create a shirt, and I would wear it if you made it. Hey, Democrats, you're a reason why we're in this shit. I would wear it proudly.
Okay, maybe I'll create one and then put, you know, some other characters
there
in there.
There was one guy, the black guy that asked that black woman, did you vote Democrat? She said yes. He said, well, this is your fault.
It's your fault, 100%.
100%.
Yeah. Well, hey,
all right, thanks, Sheila.
Sheila, thank you so much for the call, and I'll work on it. I'll work on it.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. Right. Have a blessed weekend.
Stay out of your stash, Shannon.
Thank
I'll
you.
I'll I'll try it. Thanks.
All right. Bye. Okay. We are just about there, everybody. So, look, the beginning of this year has come with so many uncertainties.
Oh my gosh, where's the...
Okay. I want to talk about this really quick. The beginning of this year has come with so many uncertainties. Will the red hot inflation continue? Will the interest rates continue to rise? How can the Feds promise a soft landing when all signs point to a serious recession? If the beginning of this year has shown one thing, inflation is not slowing down. And the Feds, they're completely incapable of fixing the issues. Like millions of other Americans, I find myself asking, how am I going to protect myself and my family? Well, I spoke to my friends over at Genesis Go Group, the new platform partner for Frank Speech and Lindell TV. And after speaking to so many other companies, we have chosen Genesis due to their faith-based values and sterling reputation. And they walked me through protecting my savings with precious metals and gold. Genesis makes it easier to convert your 401k or IRA into a retirement account backed by physical gold. Precious metals like gold and silver. Their team has decades of experience helping folks just like you preserve your hard-earned savings and providing their clients with truly one-of-a-kind experience. That's why I choose Trust Genesis Gold to help get your money backed by the standard of gold. Call Genesis Go Group today, 800-200-GOLD, for a non-committed, informative consultation with one of their experts to find out if Genesis can be a fit for you. That's 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-4653, or visit them at Genesis Go Group or LindellGoldRush.com. Did y'all see the cat coming through the screen there? All of a sudden, my cat is like... all in the scene here. I'm like, what's the deal here? What's the deal? Okay, hey, let me tell y'all really quick before we get out of here. MyPillow.com. There's a special going on right now that you really want to take advantage of. They got these awesome deals. $25. $25 deal. If you go to MyPillow.com/Unite1, it'll take you directly there to it, or you can just go directly to MyPillow.com and use promo code WILL, and you can take advantage of these great deals. I think you might be able to squeeze it in there for Mother's Day, fellas, so go ahead and check it out now. Go ahead and check it out now. MyPillow.com, use promo code WILL for the best deals. If you want the best deal, you have to use promo code WILL. There's so much, so much. And actually, the MyPillow products have actually exploded. Even on my store, mystore.com, use promo code WILL there as well. Don't miss out on a great deal. And you're helping me out. You're helping Mike Lindell out as well. All right, everybody. That is it for me. It's been a wonderful week. Friday is here. Stay safe out there, everybody. Absolute Truth with Emerald Robinson is coming up next. Make sure you stick around for that fire show. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My slippers and sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.